Chapter 2. Centers of Influence and Training. The third angel's message is to be proclaimed to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. The entire world is to be warned. There are still many new fields to open. There are many cities to be worked. We stand before the world as God's denominated people, and we must do our appointed work. We are not to obey the principles of the world. We are not to conform to its customs. We are to be a peculiar people, zealous of good works. In establishing institutions where many young men and young women are to be trained for service, we have often sought to secure land where our workers can have buildings of their own. The formation of the people of God into visible societies gives them marked power. We do not design to make large, conspicuous centers, but as God's standard bearers, we are gathering together, and the work is going on. Sanitariums must be established, schools started, and meeting houses built. Wherever we center our forces to establish memorials for God, the light of truth is to shine forth in clear, bright rays. It is essential that light be added to light to accomplish the object that God desires to have accomplished. When believers are gathered together in church capacity, they are placed on vantage ground, where they stand independent of the world. Repeatedly, the Lord has instructed us that we are to work the cities from outpost centers. In these cities, we are to have houses of worship as memorials for God. But the institutions for the publication of our literature, for the healing of the sick, and for the training of workers are to be established outside the cities. Especially is it important that our youth be shielded from the temptations of city life. It is in harmony with this instruction that meeting houses have been purchased and rededicated in Washington and in Nashville, while the publishing houses and the sanitariums at these centers have been established away from the congested heart of the cities as outpost centers. This is the plan that has been followed in the removal of other publishing houses and sanitariums into the country, and that is now being followed in Great Britain with regard to the London Publishing House and also the training school there. We are now given opportunity to advance in the opening providences of God by helping our brethren in these and many other important centers to establish the work on a firm basis, in order that it may be carried forward solidly. The Lord is calling upon us to strengthen the hands of the builders in many parts of the world. Much light has been given regarding the rapid development of institutional work in connection with the proclamation of the third angel's message. In Testimonies for the Church, Volumes 6 and 7, the necessity of establishing many missionary agencies throughout the world is clearly outlined. Our publishing houses are God's appointed centers, and through them is to be accomplished a work the magnitude of which is yet unrealized. There are lines of effort and influence as yet by them almost untouched, in which God is calling for their cooperation. As the message of truth advances into new fields, it is God's purpose that the work of establishing new centers shall be constantly going forward. Throughout the world, His people are to raise memorials of His Sabbath, the sign between Him and them that He is the one who sanctifies them. At various points in missionary lands, publishing houses must be established. To give character to the work, to be centers of effort and influence, to attract the attention of the people, to develop the talents and capabilities of the believers, to unify the new churches, and to second the efforts of the workers, giving them facilities for more ready communication with the churches and more rapid dissemination of the message. All these and many other considerations plead for the establishment of publishing centers in missionary fields. Training schools for workers. Our institutions should be missionary agencies in the highest sense, and true missionary work always begins with those nearest. In every institution, there is missionary work to be done. As our publishing houses take upon themselves a burden for missionary fields, they will see the necessity of providing for a broader and more thorough education of workers. They will realize the value of their facilities for this work, and will see the need of qualifying the workers, not merely to build up the work within their own borders, but to give efficient help to institutions in new fields. God designs that our publishing houses shall be successful educating schools, both in business and in spiritual lines. Managers and workers are ever to keep in mind that God requires perfection in all things connected with His service. Let all who enter our institutions to receive instruction understand this. Let opportunity be given for all to acquire the greatest possible efficiency. Let them become acquainted with different lines of work, so that, if called to other fields, they will have an all-round training, and thus be qualified to bear varied responsibilities. Extent of the work. God has qualified His people to enlighten the world. They are to extend His work until it shall encircle the globe. In all parts of the earth, they are to establish sanitariums, schools, publishing houses, and kindred facilities for the accomplishment of His work. The Lord's solemn, sacred message of warning must be proclaimed in the most difficult fields and in the most sinful cities, in every place where the light of the third angel's message has not yet dawned. To everyone is to be given the last call to the marriage supper of the Lamb. God is calling upon His people to give Him of the means that He has entrusted to them, in order that institutions may be established in the destitute fields that are ripe for the harvest. He calls upon those who have money in the banks to put it into circulation. By giving of our substance to sustain God's work, we show in a practical manner that we love Him supremely and our neighbor as ourselves. Great light has been shining upon us, but how little of this light we reflect to the world. Heavenly angels are waiting for human beings to cooperate with them in the practical carrying out of the principles of truth. It is through the agency of our sanitariums and kindred enterprises that much of this work is to be done. These institutions are to be God's memorials, where His healing power can reach all classes, high and low, rich and poor. Every dollar invested in them for Christ's sake will bring blessings both to the giver and to suffering humanity. Extension of the work in foreign fields. God's people have a mighty work before them, a work that must continually rise to greater prominence. Our efforts in missionary lines must become far more extensive. A more decided work than has been done must be done prior to the second appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. God's people are not to cease their labors until they shall encircle the world. The home missionary work will be farther advanced in every way when a more liberal, self-denying, self-sacrificing spirit is manifested for the prosperity of foreign missions. For the prosperity of the homework depends largely, under God, upon the reflex influence of the evangelical work done in countries afar off. It is in working actively to supply the necessities of the cause of God that we bring our souls in touch with the source of all power. Let us rejoice that a work which God can approve has been done in these fields. In the name of the Lord, let us lift up our voices in praise and thanksgiving for the results of work abroad. And still our general, who never makes a mistake, says to us, "Advance. Enter new territory. Lift up the standard in every land. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee."